What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
All right, we ready to kick off?
Yeah, let's kick this thing off.
When are we starting recording?
All right, we're recording.
Right now, have you got a beer?
Yeah, see, this is why I thought I had the world's shit.
2 seconds.
Podcast,
no, you don't.
And these cunts. No, no, Luke, please sit down. Luke, come here. Come here!
I asked. I just asked. I was like, does anyone want a beer? And I got up and I got myself a beer. And you cunts said nothing.
Where's my camera? Which one of these fucking
wood, please, Luke?
Listen to these cunts.
And grab those.
These cunts.
One camera there, one camera there. You're on fucking hot ones.
These cunts invite me to a party cast. And don't even bring fucking beers, dude.
I brought beers.
These cunts.
What's this?
These cunts want to party, and I'm fucking down to party, dude.
Yes.
Let's fucking go. And lucky, my dad always taught me, boys, that prior preparation prevents a piss poor performance. So I bought my own fucking beer. Because I knew you weak gutted dogs wouldn't have fucking shit. Get over here, Luke, and sit on my face, baby. Don't need a bottle opener for cans.
Yeah, use your scissors. He's brought his own beers, though, so we don't need
I bought strong ones, and Luke, you're having one of these. You fucking mutt. Get over here. Shout out to Capital Brewing Co. and their limited release.
What a fucking intro.
Brew Zealand Hazy Double IPA. 2.6 standard drinks, because I'm here to fucking party, dude.
I didn't realize he was doing a thing.
Yeah, me either.
He says I'm too autistic.
George's ass is now going to be all.
Well, cheers anyway, you fucking mongrels.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Look at this, how
cheers.
All right.
Thanks for coming on, boys.
Let's go.
There you go.
Cheers, boys. I was looking at your eyes, I swear.
Party cast.
And you can't party without a pair of pit vipers, dude.
Welcome to the actual shittest fucking podcast in Newcastle.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
No intro.
I never listen.
No intro.
Nothing.
No, I listen quite often. When we're on tour, I listened to every episode that was out at the time.
Yeah, no choice. James
that was
had control.
3 years ago.
No, I don't know. I.
The Detour.
Yeah.
2018, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've still got the shirt. I like to wear it when I fuck.
Have my face.
Is it one of those t-shirts that's too big and covers your pecker? No. You can wear it like a 90.
Like this one? Yeah.
No,
covering your pecker's a stretch with that, brah. Oh, there we go.
I mean, you got a little pecker, bro.
Yeah.
That's covering the pecker and the ball.
Shout out to all the boys out there with little peckers.
It's all nuts.
Little peckers are cute. Big dicks are so 80s anyway.
I got tiny little balls.
Tiny little nuts.
I think they make my dick look better.
I once got told by a girl that my dick isn't small, but it's the perfect size for anal. And
that's
like,
small. Literally,
so
my
that
new
sounds
joke.
One of the first
that
times.
That sounds like
my new joke.
It sounds like a fucking roundabout way of you telling me I've got a small dick, which I do. But thanks for the self confidence.
I had that one of the first times
so
I was
then
having
I
sex.
Fucked her in the ass. I'm energetic.
I went to put it in, and I was having issues putting it in. So I said to her, I apparently I was feeling good. I said, I don't think this is going to fit. And she goes, oh, it'll fit. And I was like, thank you for that.
Yeah.
It'll definitely fit now because it's gone inside me.
She's like, you could fit four more in here.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you, lady.
What a bird.
Wow.
Yeah, she crushed me.
Did you maintain an erection after that? Or were you
I think I did, but I was
you
like...
You just didn't fuck as hard.
You hate fucking.
I think I was angry, yeah.
Initially, I thought you were going to say, like, you know how, like, sometimes your dick's, like, clocked off early and it's, like, 3/4 chub? Like, it's fucking half invested. That's what I thought you were going with it. It's just like, it was hard, but it still had a bit of fold to him. So I thought you were trying to push it in and it was just like... It was like
I was
slipping away.
No, I didn't know what I was doing. It was early days.
Early days. Young LD, slinging dick.
Yeah.
You don't want to try one of my special beers?
I'm getting to it.
Oh, gee whiz. Fucking these rude cunts.
Yeah, fuck you.
These rude cunts.
I already got this out of the fridge.
Yeah, and that's been sitting in a cool bag with a fucking ice brick.
Yeah, right. In the cool bag.
Put it back in the cool bag. I'll be 2 seconds. I'm going to drink this.
This is the first and last time I come on this podcast.
He screamed as your intro.
You've been on.
I came on with Maddie B one time.
Yeah, every time we want to get Bradley on, you just invite an extra guest. What do you got against Bradley?
Yeah, he fucking hates me. This dude. He's come to my house numerous times. I've had him on the podcast numerous times. Fed him Buffalo Trace. Fed him all the beers.
Dude.
Gave him a gentle little suck and fuck. Cooked him food and said, "Have a good night." And he goes, "I will." And then I come over here thinking that I'm going to be the star of the show and this is going to be about me. And
I'll
they bring Luke Dylan as well.
I've probably done you like five drugs, solo appearances, so that's cool.
And I did bring Stone and Woods for everyone.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're I'm a good also man. Fucking...
Jesus, romper stomper.
I'm sexy now.
Oh, yeah. Dude, tell...
what's this about?
We've got to get to
I had
your,
a Britney moment.
We've got to get to...
Oh. No, I just... About I went dad, to get a normal but, haircut and they fucked me.
Yeah, tell us the story about that.
Oh, no, it's not even a story. I just went to... I went to a Middle Eastern barbershop. Yep. My first mistake.
Yep.
I was the only one in here that looked like this. And they quickly rushed me and sat me down. I was like, this is sick. And then he's like, what do you want, brother? I was like, I just want short... I had long hair, obviously.
Yeah.
I just want short sides and a little bit of length left on top. That's exactly what I said to him. And he's like, okay. And then just puts on the razors and immediately just goes down the middle of my head. And it was this short. And I was like, ah, okay.
He took a little bit, like, too literally.
And then he did everything in, like, 2 minutes. And then I was just, the whole time I was just like convincing myself like this is fine. And then I immediately, it was meant to be $30 and it was $55. No. And I was like, what the hell? And he goes, you have more hair for a man. I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
But then I just immediately went and bought that hat because I was embarrassed and I was in Charlestown Square.
That's fucked up.
Dude, yeah. I was in Detroit.
But now I like it because it feels incredible.
They 9/11'd your hair.
And I look like a psycho. Yeah, they fooled me.
Yeah, you actually look like a fucking mass shooter right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You're one pair of leather boots away from starting like a football, like, you know those...
I'm a big fan.
Green Street hooligan cunts.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I'm probably going to keep this
you
for a while.
You should start a new Cronulla Riots.
And I'm not bald, so that's good.
Yeah, good head of hair. Mm. I was in Detroit one time, and it was the only place in America where I felt really just unsafe. And so what when we went to different parts of the states...
Why
just
is
to
that, Bradley? Why did you feel unsafe?
Low social economic status, I'd guess, would probably be that. Like, we're driving through streets, and there's just holes in windows and boarded up windows.
Yeah, a lot of deaths.
That's a shit.
We go and stay at my mate's house, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where are we? But as a safety thing, what we did in the states is everywhere we went, we'd buy team merchandise. So it's just like, I'm in Detroit, I got Pistons gear on. For the love of fuck, don't shoot me, please.
Yeah. Yep.
And one of the boys was just like, we needed to get a haircut. And he goes,
could go either way.
He goes, the best place to get a haircut is at the hood. And I was just like, aren't we already in the hood? And he's like, no, we've got to go deep into the hood. And it was Middle Eastern dudes.
I'm not going. I'm like, no. Sorry. No, I'm not going.
You didn't need a haircut that bad?
No.
We did.
You're not.
4 months of traveling. Dude, we were.
They don't want me there.
Middle Eastern dudes are legit. No.
Yeah, they can cut hair,
not
bro.
Not the one who cut your hair, obviously. Yeah,
but I don't know. Because he did a good job. Like, when he first did it, it looked pretty good. It was also weird, though. He didn't give me, like, any, like, fade or anything. No. Like, it looked like I just went to, like, the military.
Yeah.
Like, I joined the Marines.
That's disrespectful.
Something.
Like, at least if he faded it up and gave you a skin fade, $55 is you. Is you get what you paid?
Because I was just thinking, like, you didn't really give me a haircut.
No, you got fucked.
But now I like it. No,
it's like,
sorry.
You know, during lockdowns when you had to cut your own hair, that's what it looks like. He just went to Nat, can you cut my hair, babe? And she's like, we've got one length on the clippers.
So during
this
lockdown.
Happened to me in fucking Italy. And
same.
I got fucked over, and the one audience member might get pissed at this, but. So we came out of the Vatican, and it was like. Line of cabs like out the front, and I'm just like, oh, I don't want to get a fucking cab because
still kids diving into them. Help!
Yeah,
kids getting dragged out of it.
They just know that
kids are in the boot.
There.
They're like luggage, just priests taking them in. Sorry.
Yeah. No, this was outside of it. I think I don't know if the no, it was still in Vatican City, but anyway, it was like a 20-minute cab ride.
Okay.
And that should have been like 15, 20 euro, which is like $40. Which, like, I'm more than happy to pay.
That's what you'd done that a couple times, and that's what it had been.
Yeah, and that was, like, I was looking up the Uber to get back out of there for it.
Yep.
And then this one's just like, oh, I just want to fucking get back. I'm sick of this. Not having a good day. Vatican was shit.
Didn't want to wait for an Uber.
Like, you didn't even get it to fuck any kids.
Didn't fuck any kids.
Did any priest at least try fuck you in the Vatican?
No.
What a waste of time going there.
Because he had facial hair. You should have shaved.
Yeah, you should have shaved, dude.
Should have shaved my arsehole.
He's too tall.
Yeah. Anyway, so we come out of there. I'm like, oh, okay. We get in the cab. And then, when we pull up, he's like, 35 euro. I'm like, what? He's like, 35 euro. I'm like, I had 30 in cash on me. First I was like, do you take card? And he's like, nah, no card.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking.
You idiot.
30 euros. Like, I hand him 30 euros, and I'm like, that's all I've got. And he's just like, it starts blowing up. So I take the change in my pocket and just, like, throw it through the
The window.
He's got his hand out and I'm just like, into his hand and it fucking goes everywhere. I'm like, fuck you. And I walked away.
Yeah, cab drivers are dodgy, man. When I was in Canada, they didn't have Uber. It was outlawed at the point when I was there because they just had a big riot. All the cab drivers are like, how are we going to rip off people?
Yeah.
And I hopped in there and he like took me, it took him 40 minutes to get to the house, charged me so much money. And my cousin goes, and he's like, how much did it cost you? I told him. And he's like, buddy, he's like, it's a 15-minute fucking ride. And I was like, bro, we drove around for 45 minutes. And he's like, oh, he gave you the runaround.
Yeah.
So then whenever I caught a cab, I'd just start talking in a Canadian accent.
Right.
And he's like, hey, buddy, would you mind taking me to 21st in Ontario? And he's just like, oh, no worries. Good. And it would just take you straight there.
Yeah. I know. And he never does them in his act.
I think, like, if you had... what I'm saying is if you had a pair of overalls and a red cap with an M on it, you just went,
he would have ripped me.
You would have been fined it. You would have gotten away with it. Yeah. There would have been no
issue. That took
issues.
Me a second.
You would have been sweet. And he would have been like, yeah, dude, 10 euros and here's a slice of pizza. And you would have went, fucking bad.
Dude,
I got fucked on. It's the worst part of my trip. Because you asked me on stage what was the worst part of your trip, so I've been thinking about it. And I was like, that was it, getting Jude on the fucking cab ride.
If that was the worst part, you had a pretty good trip.
You had a pretty good trip.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, you didn't get caught with the flower for the woman.
No, they tried that shit. Yeah, they tried that shit on. Some dude tried to hand me like a handful of corn. Yeah, legit.
Yeah. Dude, what's with third world countries cooking corn on
third
fires?
Third world.
Yeah. And just like,
is it Italy?
No, like, but Italy's taken this from third world countries.
It really is
fucking
the ghetto of Europe, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to, dude, I'm not eating corn at a baked dinner. Maybe once a year to keep my mum happy. But if I'm walking down the streets of Fiji and some kid's trying to hand me cooked corn... scram.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't need money.
So it's uncooked corn. This is the scam, right? They come over to you. Always an African dude.
Do you buy like a fake Rolex? You've never done that?
Yeah, Rolex.
Yeah, buy one of them from Thailand. Who cares? But yeah, they try and hand you the corn, like you gotta keep your fists closed because they'll just come up and put it in your hands.
Then
there's fucking shitloads of pigeons there. So they try and like take a photo of you or you like get the corn and then they're like the pigeons land on
yeah like
and
attacked
they take photos or some shit
and they try to charge you for the photo
a camera so they'll be like, well, I took a photo of you, now you have to pay for the corn and the photo.
I was in Germany and I had a black French guy. I was just walking through like a square and he just came up and tied
the friendship
wristband
bracelet
on me,
they're doing that shit too.
And he's just like €5 dude. And I was like, I just laughed and I was like, okay, that was pretty good.
I've been
like, he just came up and it was on and he was smiling and he was nice. And I was like, hey, brother.
I've been
and then
scammed.
It was on. He's like, €5. Like, all right.
So did you pay it?
Yeah, of course.
I've been scammed so many times by those guys. When I was in the UK, I had a pair of Jordans on and a flat brim hat similar to this. And I'm walking.
What are you wearing right now?
Yeah, basically what I'm wearing right now. And this guy's like, hey, big man. No, he's like, oi, bro, if you like hip hop, brother. He's like, do you like hip hop? He's like, my man's. He's like, I'm trying to make out the struggle, yeah? He's like, I got one of these CDs right here, bro. He goes, got my mixtape on it, yeah? Would you help a brother out, bro? Usually I charge people like £10, but he's like, for you, bro, I'll give it to you £5, yeah? And I was like,
that was a great French accent.
Look, dude. And I was just like, any guy out there hustling in the arts, he had my respect.
Yeah,
so I gave him £5. Went back and I was like, I want to listen to what's on this. So I put it in my MacBook.
It's just him laughing.
Blank CD, dude.
Yeah,
I was just like,
CD.
What am I going to do? Chase this guy down. I'm like, oi, big man.
I wouldn't even think, like, what a crazy scam.
That
That's
is
so
funny.
Because it's just like, what do you, like, if the cops are like, hey, man, what are you selling out here? He's like, CDs, man. CDs, bro.
Dude, when we're on the cruise, we went to Fiji and they're fucking walking around with lizards. To take photos.
Like a big lizard.
Yeah, they'll walk up and they'll put a fucking lizard
hilarious.
On yeah. And like,
look
man,
at
I'm,
this.
I've got that photo on,
I don't know what
on
accent that is.
Fucking Facebook, which is like,
Afrikaans.
Yeah, and then like, you got to give the lizard back. He's like, I'll sell you the lizard.
Oh, that's incredible.
I'm like, dude, I gotta get on a boat. He's
that's
like,
so
boat?
Funny.
Yeah. I'm like,
take the lizard card.
Have you ever heard of customs, motherfucker?
He'd be like, they won't let me bring back an apple.
Yeah. Exactly.
You think I can bring back this iguana?
Yeah.
Just put it in your pants.
I love that. You want this? That's
and
so
one
funny.
Part of me was like, do I want this lizard?
Of course.
Dude, I got scammed as well, like with some dude who was dressed in some crazy jester outfit, and I was walking across London Bridge, and I was with this chick, and he like runs up and he's just like photo, and I was like, oh, okay, sweet, like whatever. And he was like kind of miming, and then like this chick got a photo, and he's like jumped in on the photo, and I was like, all right, thanks, dude. And he's just like give me my money. And I was like, cunt,
what?
Like, you're dressed like a fucking villain in a Batman film, and you want me to give you money for being a fucking queer cunt? Well, so I paid him.
It is weird how...
You paid him?
I paid him. I'm too much of a pussy, man. Like, if someone, like, was like, hey, bro, your shoelace is untied, I'd be like, oh, thanks, man. Here's $50. Like, thanks, bro. Like, that was a hazard. Like, you saved me.
He can't yell at you. He's a mime.
Yeah.
What's he going
to
do?
Yeah, but I just wasn't fit enough to run away either. You know what I mean?
And you want to run away with your girl. Be like, let's scream, babe.
You don't want to be...
That's hot.
You don't want to be seen running from a mime.
Yeah.
And there's also nothing more unfuckable than a dude who's unwilling to pay for cheap shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to mime battle him.
What would have dried her pussy up more? Like, she would have been like, you can't afford $5 for a photo of us, you fucking loser.
So. But it's also like, I have a phone. Why are we, did you make, why do I have paying for a photo?
2012, simpler times, you know?
Yeah. They threw a friendship bracelet at my girlfriend. They just like fucking threw one at her.
That's not very friendly, is it? It's fucking...
They thought she needed
Did you pick it up and throw it back?
At least we knew they were creative about
it. And he was very nice and smiley and he's like, hello. Hello, my friend. Yeah. I was like, hey, brother. And he's like,
I'd go
this
over
is
there.
Yours now.
Yeah. I'd go over there. I'd come back with just friendship bracelets all up my arm. Yeah. Just, they'd see me coming.
Look how many friends I have.
I was looking like a dickhead. I kept every like museum tag because we just go get high and go to museums.
Yeah.
And I would just walk around and be like, I don't know what this is, but mad.
Yeah.
That was like literally, I just no idea what I'm looking at.
It's like after festivals when you used to just keep the bracelet on from the festival. Yeah. It's like, I went to Future Music and dropped four pingers, bro. Yeah.
But I was like, I went to London Museum and went to the Holocaust bit.
They could make so much money. They could make so much money. It was great. They had like a smoking area for people in those museums. Like,
yes.
Just like an hour in, like time you walk through.
Have a mushrooms room.
Or just hand out,
sell them.
You know how like you'd go to primary school birthday parties and then they'd give you a little lolly bag? They should just give you a lolly bag full of fun stuff, like edibles. Mushrooms.
Why is there not alcohol?
Joints.
Well, I guess because people, someone to get drunk and knock over something.
At one of my, that reminds me, one of my mates, sorry to cut you off.
No.
One of my mates, Buck's parties, he wanted to have all these people. So I was the best man. And in everyone's dorm, they all had like a little party bag that had like a stubby cooler. And then I'm not going to incriminate myself, but all the party fun things that you need to have a really good time on a Bucks party were all in this bag. Dude.
Party hat. That's
and I was a hero.
Party poppers.
You know, like that, you know, balloons.
Sparklers.
Sparklers, fucking everything. Like I was paraded through the streets like a hero. It was fantastic. And I was just like, why did we stop doing party bags? They're so fun when you're 8, but when you're 28 and you rock up to a party and then you just open it and you're like, oh, you're fucking sick cunt. It's like you just call the missus. It's like, I'm not coming home till next Wednesday, and then just hang up before they can reply, dude. Calling sick for work. It's like, we're fucking going on an adventure.
It's funny when you went to like a poor kid's party and the party bag was shit. It's like, is this like Mentos in here? What the fuck is this?
We went to a poor kid's
tissue.
We went to a poor kid's party, and part in the past the parcel was apples and bananas. I'm like, this is
suck my
this
dick.
This is a shit present.
Fuck you.
They're like, well, we didn't want to feed the kids sugar.
Than fucking fairy bread. Like,
nowadays.
Jesus Christ.
But also, those parties were good because the parents didn't give a fuck. So the things you would do at those, you'd like burn things, and like someone would get fingered at like 9.
That's
great.
That's a sign of a good party.
Yeah, we're just
something's burning, someone's getting fingered. You're having a good time.
Yeah. But you go to the rich house and it's, you know, they have nice things, but you don't learn anything about yourself.
Yeah.
Or you the learn human that anatomy.
You learn that everything's really expensive and not to touch.
You're like, I don't want
to
be like this.
At the poor kids' party, they're just like, finger it, taste it, see what it feels like. And
the mum kisses you, she smells like cigarettes. Yeah. It's fucking great.
Yeah, we used to have a friend whose ma would fucking smoke in the car when we were just chilling in the back seat.
That was most of my family.
That's the 90s, dude.
I was about 15. Yeah.
The fucking 90s. What a time.
Pepsi and cigarettes is like such a fucking like nostalgia smell for me.
Yeah.
Because that was my family till I was about 10. Not my cousins and aunties, but I would always hang out with them and just everyone would be smoking.
Smoking
but now they smoke little cigars on long filters, and to them that's like we've given
we're
up.
We're toning it down.
It's crazy.
Do they still smoke it like it's an actual cigarette, though?
Yeah, and they'll have like 50 at Christmas. Just all day.
Yeah, healthy.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Chain smoking.
And they always make the joke about, like, not going to worry about the big C. That's what they always say, the big C.
Yeah.
Bro, can I have that beer, please, you brother? Can. I'm sorry, I disrespected it. I'm keen.
Don't ever disrespect me again.
Never. Give me some.
Boots. All right, dorks, what else is fucking happening? What else are we going to talk about?
There was a museum you were going to bring up, and I'm sure it was because you had some crazy photos. Sorry, I just wanted to...
That museum was super weird.
We can move on, but please.
That's one that you don't want to go to fucking too high because it was like dead babies and shit.
What was it like? Yeah, was it like a museum of death or... Because they have those.
Much. It was like a wax sculpture museum of like anatomy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it had like just like dicks and pussies.
Can you please grab me a beer?
What was the Cyclops baby?
Yeah, there was like a jar.
Yeah,
like, you know how people will like kill a brown snake
and ferment it,
and they fermented it.
I had that as a kid.
It's methylated spirits.
This was, it was a fucking Cyclops baby in a jar.
A real
Cyclops baby in a jar. I was like, this is fucked
mad.
Up. This is hectic. I'm cursed.
What city?
Where was it?
Something
it was
like Prague. Or
was the baby assassinated for being a weird looking cunt?
How do you fucking bring that up to you? The mother, like, she's given birth, it's a Cyclops baby, and like, are you going to keep
that? Who knows
that?
How fucking old that
is. So, no, it was a Cyclops baby which fucked her up but then it died, and she's fucked up from that, and they're like, can we put that in a jar?
Would you mind if I take this?
It's for
science. This is so cool.
it was fucked. No, there was heaps of conjoined twins that were like, there was like their actual skeletons of that. So it was like
they have this. You saw the skeleton.
Some of it was wax, like actual wax sculptures.
Like recreation, yeah. I'm an idiot. Recreation. I'm a moron.
That wasn't that far off.
Kill yourself.
That's not that bad. You're fine. You're fine, dude.
Yeah. So
you're keeping it together. You're all good. But
yeah. So I don't know. There were some very cool photos.
And then the dicks were like that was the joke I was doing.
Oh god, that would have made me so depressed seeing all these bigger dicks than mine.
Dicks I had to ask.
How much bone?
So they're smaller than they were.
Bones in your dick?
Yeah. No, there's no bones. It was just like a splayed out dick.
Oh, so I was like a skeleton.
They stretched it out?
And she's like, don't worry, babe. It's because they take it from inside, so it's like longer than it should be.
Yeah, it's like Rummy's joke.
I've been telling myself that.
Yeah.
It's all in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank fuck for that.
Yeah, man. Had me worried.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I need to tell you after the show last night as well. So it was the first time Dad came and watched me do comedy. And, like, afterwards, just did not
say... What are you, 5 years in, too?
Yeah, 4, I'd say.
That's crazy.
And he's lived in different cities.
Yeah, fair enough.
And, like, whenever I was doing shows, like, I just hate performing in front of family.
No, I know. I hate when they come.
Leave it be, dude. If I tell you I ripped, then just take me on my word.
Dad's mad, too, by the way. He's a funny cunt. Mad yarns.
Yeah. Well, that's, like, I think genetically he is where I get my funny bone from. But he was... Afterwards, we went to the Lucky Hotel because we were going to... The next ferry wasn't for an hour. And we're sitting there and we're lining up trying to get a drink. And this chick who, I'm not even joking, was probably 6'3" in flats.
Mm.
Like just barged in and she's like, excuse me, I was in the line to get a drink. And like, I just go, yeah, fucking relax, dude. And like, Dad's just like smirked and we're just sitting there. And I could just tell like, I'm 31 and I was like, fuck being in this place.
Hilarious.
He's 63. So I'm like, I know he doesn't want to be here. And I was just like, I was like, bro, do you just want to go wait somewhere else? Like, I don't even need to be
in
that
his
bad.
Mind, bars have been gay for 30 years.
Yeah.
He's just like,
so he's like,
Jesus
fuck
Christ.
It, let's leave. And then as we walk out, he just stopped and looked at me. He goes, you know what, son? And I was like, what? And he goes, that bitch was too ugly to have an attitude like that. I was like, yes. Godspeed, brother. Yes, she was. And he's just like,
saved it for you outside.
He's like, man, if she was a 10, then you just fucking take it. But if you're 7 foot tall and look like Chewbacca's had a wax, you need to fucking pump the brakes.
No, I get more annoyed at the 10 because everyone's nice to you. So you should be nice to people.
Yeah.
You have no reason to be mean to me. Everyone is nice to you for no reason.
Because every chick wants to be you and every dude wants to fuck you.
Yeah, I think more women are probably mean to you because they hate you for being a 10.
Yeah.
But the dudes are just like, so they're not mean to you.
Dude, sometimes people are so hot, so you just can't even talk. You're like, ooh.
Same with like a 10, like a hot dude will come into work or something and I notice that I'm nicer to them. But yeah. Inago, I'm like, what are you doing here?
Well, me and Taylor were talking about this.
I'm Inago too.
Hang on, before that, just so your dad came to watch the show.
Yeah, sorry. We're going on.
Did he fucking, did he give you any feedback, like anything? He's like, proud of your son? Like,
no, like,
nothing?
didn't say.
Yeah, I've had
like,
that.
It's like he watch me do stand-up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Didn't mention a joke, like I didn't do anything.
Mentioned everyone else.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, talked about the other comics that he likes.
Like, at one point, he made, like, when my girlfriend asked out, he goes, like, oh, yeah, he's pretty good. And that was it. And I was just like, yeah,
that's huge.
And I was just like, I thought, I wasn't too bad. Like, obviously, I was rushed because 7 minutes got cut to five.
You're fine, dude.
So I was trying to fucking just get it out, and it wasn't bad.
It's not true. No,
he bombed.
I heard it was a great show. Heard it was incredible.
Oh, dude, that'd be the worst. Like, if I didn't get any laughs in front of dad, that would be fucking demoralizing.
Stealing his mind, he doesn't realize how serious you are about this. I would say, because that's I think he thinks
it's just a hobby.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're pretty good at this. But he doesn't want to be like, you go, son. Like,
well,
he'll kill yourself.
Like, he wants you to be able to pay bills.
Yeah, because like my
dad, his generation would never conceive of doing that.
And
no.
He's
so
all business. Like, his whole thing is like, yeah. If I'm doing something, what money am I getting from
it?
And like,
yes.
When I first started doing comedy, he's like, I drove from Canberra to Wagga Wagga for $20 to do 5 minutes work, and he's just like, son, I just would like to have a quick chat to you about something. He goes,
do you understand the
rates? Fucked in the head?
Economically, mate. He's like, you're a fucking idiot. And he's just like, I wouldn't get out of bed for $20. I wouldn't scratch me nuts if they were itchy for $20, let alone drive 4 hours to fucking Wagga Wagga. Yeah.
I've had this conversation many a time.
Yeah, and I was like, it's an investment. You got to invest in the art, and then the art will invest back in you. And then, last night,
it's a complete mystery to them.
Yeah.
It's like, all you do is work hard from 9 to 5 for 40 fucking years.
Yeah.
And then you fucking die.
And then you die. That's it.
But
then they have houses and we have.
Yeah, well, we're not going to.
You live in a van.
We're not going to do that. Working 9 to 5. That's not happening.
I'm never going to have a house.
Yeah.
Dad told me that
I'm doing this or I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Dad told me he bought his first house for double his wage, like back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, for me to get a fucking dog kennel, I need to have my wage over 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucked.
And then
I was just like,
Like, well, stop buying fucking toast, cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fucking dad.
Get the avo on toast, mate. Dude, how good is that? It's like, why go out for a coffee, mate, when you can have some blend 43, couple of scoops, mate, bit of hot water, and you're fucking right.
I'm gonna read out his post. It's too good.
Before you're finding it, I was thinking, you know, in my gangbang joke where I say that like my mum hates joke,
but my dads love it.
I was thinking that I could even add on that like my dad saw me do stand up for the first time last night and he didn't like that joke at all. He was just like, "Who the fuck are these other blokes who are fucking your mum?" And more importantly, they owe me a lot of money because like. All the private school and shit that he put me through.
Yeah. Like, who's this other bloke that's allegedly fucking me?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just like this.
I'm not a fan of that guy.
Yeah.
So I found a good boomer post the other day.
Who is it? Oh, you can't. You don't want to say.
That's my dad.
Yeah, it's Ethan's dad.
It is Mark Bentley looking
so
up.
Interest rates up again. Has anyone slowed their spending yet? Does not seem so. Shopping centres still packed. Coffee shops still packed. If you can afford $5 coffees... then you're still not hurting. Looks like the rates will keep rising till people do feel the pain. But I do remember paying 17% on our first home, so I guess it can be done.
What? Just into the void. No, what does that have, like 11 likes?
Like,
he's a fucking spastic.
No, but that's not uncommon.
If you're getting 17%, that means the money that you fucking make and put in the bank, you're getting... probably at least 10% on.
Yeah.
Interest?
I have no idea.
No, he's right.
Welcome to financial advice.
You're saving
with 4 stone cunts.
But that's the argument is that the interest rates. Anyway, it's stupid. Yeah. I'm not here to give economic advice.
You're about to go into
retarded.
That.
Here's my economic advice.
I'm living
advice.
In the van down by the river, so.
Just wank before every big decision, guys.
Yeah.
Anyone who's watching this.
Yeah, that's
you,
pretty.
You. Wank before every big decision, and you'll be fine.
But not too much, because then you won't care. About anything.
It ruins all your motivation.
Yeah. I've got a home. Yeah. Like, I own my own home.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you,
that's mad.
Yeah.
And
well
thanks,
done.
Military. What did you get that?
Yeah.
So military loan.
$400,000
discount.
And I've
got... Wait.
Didn't
and
leave
and
your
I've got,
parents still had to kick in.
Yeah, and no, wait.
I paid for those weapons.
I'm going somewhere with this, all right?
Sorry.
So I've got my own home. I've also got an investment property. I could not afford to buy my house today. and I'm on more money than I was when I bought my home.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
that like, I couldn't afford the loan. I couldn't afford the
Has your
deposit.
Mortgage gone up?
My mortgage was luckily I bought my home when it was fucking cheap.
Mm.
Now my house is worth like
how much long more. Ago did you much buy more. Your house?
You're much also into more. Nilba Bay, which is like not in like the city centre and you like it's a bit fucking
out. Oh, it's a
out.
Fucking shithole.
But even there, like you have to go way.
But that's where you get a house, bro.
Yeah, shell. That's like my dad's like, if you buy a house an hour from any major city, he's like, you'll save so much money. It's like, who the fuck wants to live an hour from any yeah. major city?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I do. It yeah. fucking sucks.
Yeah, I want to live in Toowoomba, dude. Yeah. Yeah, fucking perch me
dude,
up
there's
there,
there's no
dude.
Way you're affording a house in Toowoomba.
I don't want to live in a city with dude, 15 we, letters in the name. That's yeah. that's
I can't
Toowoomba?
Afford to buy in Taree now. Taree yeah. houses are worth fucking 400 grand.
Ugh.
And you got to yeah. live in Taree, dude. Yeah,
exactly.
Taree like, stinks.
Fuck, with, respectfully, fuck anyone no. who lives in Taree, dude.
Oh, disrespectfully, yeah. fuck you. Yeah. No, yeah. Not the people. It's not their fault.
Dude, here's a good
the place
yes,
sucks.
It is.
Triple C is the name of the, what was Triple C? Was the fucking, it was like Charlestown Square
yeah.
for Taree, Triple yeah. C. Because it had yeah. three C's on the front. Guess what we used to call it?
What?
Community Centre.
I have no association with this podcast.
Legitimately.
Of course you do.
It was fucked.
I have no association
I've,
with this podcast.
Look.
It was fucked. Taree has problems.
Tamworth had similar outlooks.
Is racism one of Taree's problems? Because that's what it sounds like.
That's
dude.
The final
it
solution.
Is one of those fucking problems.
That's the least of Taree's problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
And that was a long time ago. That was...
Yeah, I'm sure they're still in
I'm
that
sure
time period.
Way more woke now in Taree.
No,
I'm
they're
sure,
not.
I'm sure they don't call it. I've walked Georgia with
my... It's called People of Colour Community Centre.
Did you have to say it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, can you get your producer to beep
it? Didn't say it.
Everyone just went, oh, fuck, yeah. I'm getting cancelled.
I'm fine.
Lucky I just quit my job.
Okay.
Like I'm partially in disguise
well,
in these sunglasses.
That's what it was called back yeah. in the day. Anyway, Mark Bentley's my dad, and he's got a friend. This is fucking crazy. All right, so I came out to do comedy Wednesday night, Stag and Hannah, over mic. While I'm there, my girlfriend decides she's going to watch a movie with my parents. So she's sitting in the lounge room watching
That's
a fucking,
fucking
movie
weird.
With them. My dad just decides to just... He gets back from playing
Puts his
poker.
Arm around her.
Yes, that's fucking...
Grabs a tip.
Fuck you, Dad. Can't I have anything for myself?
You've seen the young calf, now you won't see the old bull.
Didn't you just have a joke? You're doing it wrong.
I did, but then I found out that Mickey D has pretty much written that joke, but better.
Yeah,
but I did it about fucking my girlfriend, and he did it about, like, pulling your dick.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he saw me jacking off, and he's like, fucking kids can't do anything wrong. Let me show you how to do it.
He did it in a theatre.
Yeah.
But anyway... they're sitting there watching a movie. He comes back from cards.
Crazy.
And he's like cranky because he got out early. He's playing poker and he's like, oh, fucking.
Lost his money.
Fucking millennials spending too much money and fucking.
$5 coffees.
Poker hasn't changed at all, but that's fine.
He's telling my girlfriend that he's got a friend that counts the amount of black people that he sees in ads on Australian TV.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
This bloke's watching too much TV. Yeah. He has too much time in his hands.
That's the problem. He's fucking. Your dad needs a job.
Yeah.
Dad's friend.
Like, you'd be like,
my dad's not counting them. His
dad's friend.
Them.
Yeah. It's not his dad.
Yeah. So my dad.
But like
dad
back to $5 coffee.
I imagine that he's just like etching them into the wall. Like it's like a prison. He's just like 1, 2, 5. He's got
seen
like
72 this week.
The other day
72.
We're at the back of my house. Just chatting, having
he would hate
having
my neighborhood.
Breakfast, chilling out, and he's like, yeah, Newcastle's pretty good. It's far. Pretty quiet, and there's not that many ethnics around here. So
that is not true.
So
yeah, I know.
That's insane. Where does he go?
Yeah,
he lives in Whitebridge.
Yeah,
and he goes to cards with the other white people.
Of course, your dad.
That's so fucking funny.
Moved to Whitebridge of all places.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like the name. I don't know what it is.
It's the only bloody bridge I would cross. Not going over Black Bridge.
Yeah, Yellow
it's
Bridge
funny
got built.
Like, yeah, I don't know why I like it here.
Yellow Bridge got built quicker, but I don't trust Yellow Bridge.
Yellow Bridge is fucking huge. And it's solar powered.
There's a lot more of them, too.
Yeah.
They work like day and night to build that Yellow Bridge.
It's like ants.
Fuck. <I don't> Is this going to be the Patreon one now?
Has to be. Well, fuck, you introduced.
How long have we done? Not even an hour. 45?
Yeah, 45.
Yeah, we've got an hour to go,
that's
baby.
That's not even real recording, because that ran for 15 minutes before we...
No, it was like five minutes.
Kicked up.
Oh, that's true. So we've got 2 hours to go.
How about Kanye is a Nazi now?
No, he just doesn't...
I think Kanye's secretly got an album dropping really soon.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he's...
And he's like,
he's just not the best with words. He's trying to be Alex Jones, but he's not quite as poetic as him.
Yeah.
Even he made Alex Jones be like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, did you see?
Yeah, I know.
Where he's like, oh no, I do love Hitler. And he's like, holy shit. Yeah. Like,
yeah. You're crazy. He's a crazy person.
And like they cut to break and he's still being like, but the Nazis were good. You do. And they're like, people have like, we're trying to turn off the cameras. But I don't know. He's trying to be. I think he was talked about. He's trying to get cancelled in like a martyr kind of way. He's trying to like prove something to everyone.
Dude, he just knows shit that we don't.
Nah.
I reckon.
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah, I reckon he's
he hasn't watched one documentary.
He doesn't read.
If you've listened to one of the... Yeah, he doesn't... He said he doesn't read.
Yeah.
He's... Really? Yeah, no. He's specific because he doesn't want to get influenced.
Doesn't or he can't.
Yeah.
Doesn't. No. No, Ethan, no.
Oh, dude, speaking of can't read...
Yeah, he just doesn't... Like, I think everyone... If everyone just left it alone, nothing would have...
Have we stopped giving him attention?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Because it's working. Yeah. He's, like, the most talked about
person. We're talking about him right now.
You think this is the first time someone's been like, the fucking Jews? It happens every 10 years. For thousands of years, by the way.
Mel Gibson did it first. Mel Gibson...
For thousands of years, people have been like, have you seen these guys that have everything? It's not like it... Yeah. It shouldn't be shocking. They do it every time. Every time we start to settle down as a culture, someone goes, and these fucking Jews. But it's like... You don't have to pay attention to it. It's fine. They're crushing it. They're doing well. Leave them alone. It just doesn't... It shouldn't be as shocking as
Bentley,
it is.
I'm just going to say, you're the only Jew I know that's not doing well, so...
I'm not living up to the name.
I'm just saying that maybe you shouldn't have skipped the bar mitzvah, bro.
That's the thing about
it's
Jews,
his fault.
Yeah.
You
don't know how well they're doing. They keep it all...
You never know, That's
it's all... It's smoke and mirrors, baby.
Ethan's got a van. They're worth a lot of money these days.
Yeah, isn't it funny that like that's the new age Australian dream? It's like I've got a Toyota Hiace with a fucking queen size mattress in it.
Yeah, and a gas.
Thanks, boomers.
I love watching those people
I'll blame
that make
avocado on toast.
There's people that make videos on YouTube about van life people that fail. And they make videos about how sad their lives actually are. And I watch them and laugh.
Van life is not great.
Well, yeah.
How could it be great?
Of course.
You're living in an oversized shoebox.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, like, what did you expect? You don't have a shower or
no
running
shower,
water.
No bathroom.
Yeah, you don't. You've got a stovetop that you have to pull out of the side of the car and an awning. And if the weather's too hectic, you can't cook food.
See, that's why I have mine. You can cook inside or out.
That's what every cunt says.
Watch out.
That's why mine is fucking goes to space.
But if I get T-boned, me gas bottle's exploding and I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Fuck, mate.
It'll be like an atom bomb went off.
Yeah.
Getting cremated in me car.
I forget to turn the fucking gas off, I killed myself.
I only just put that into my van, like the actual box on the side, so that if the gas bottle leaks, it doesn't fill my van up with LPG and explode.
Only just.
Dude, like they were talking about inflation and how expensive everything's getting. Apparently cocaine prices are supposed to go through the roof. Mate, maybe sitting in a van, getting a little bit of LPG high might be the fucking new way for these.
Without unveiling, how much is coke here? I've never bought it.
Neither. I've never bought it either. I've
how
never consumed it.
How much?
I've never touched it.
$300 a gram.
I've never smelt it. I've never been around it. I don't know anyone who's done it, but I've heard $300 a gram.
Is that shit? Is that like price wise? That's shit.
The UK.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Jamie just told me it's fine.
Yeah, it's way easier to get it in the UK.
Jamie looked it up.
Thanks, Jamie.
Jamie has also said that it's the quality here is apparently not as good as overseas.
Yeah,
I think I've heard. Yeah, I think I've heard that.
And they reckon many dodgy hands.
Yeah, you're sniffing creatine.
Yeah, by the time it gets here, it's going through Asia. Mm. Like there's a lot of shit.
Yeah. What about Cocaine Bear? Did you see the trailer for Cocaine Bear?
I think they're gonna fuck it up. It's one of those.
It's like Sharknado.
It's already because it was real, kind of.
Yeah, it was.
It's already a funny thing they're going to make it not funny. Hey, did you watch the trailer?
I've watched the trailer, yeah.
There's some pretty bad jokes in that trailer.
Really bad jokes in that trailer. Yeah.
It's like with...
So it's like a
Weird comparison, but it's like... Yeah. Have you watched Steve-O's stand-up?
Yeah.
I love Steve-O and I love Jackass. It's like, it's the funniest. Every time I see the movie, like the first time I see one of the new movies, it's the hardest I've laughed to that point in my life.
Yeah. Mm.
They're the funniest things. And Steve-O's already very funny. His stand-up doesn't make me laugh at all, and I really don't like it. And it's this weird thing of like, he's already this perfect gem of funny, but when he tries to like put it through the normal joke filter, it comes out shit. It's not
because he's just recalling shit that was funny. You had to be there, type of shit.
But he's like, he tells the stories funny. It's very funny. But when he tries to make it jokey, it just, I don't know. It's very weird. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. It's a phenomenon
it's
that doesn't
funny
make any
for
sense.
For him just to say this.
There's a reason I was saying this, but I forgot it.
Well, I think back to the cocaine there. It is.
Yeah, no, that's what they did. That's an already perfect gem of a funny idea. They're gonna ruin it.
Yeah. So did you,
should have been a documentary.
I don't know if you know, but basically a plane was doing a drug run. It was like a personal plane. The guy had a heap of coke in there, and the plane had failure. And he's just like, fuck. So he just started hurling like packets out, just being like, maybe I can land.
Also a very common way they just distribute drugs into
just,
countries.
Yeah, like the fucking poor people. They just throw bricks out to him. Like,
they're like, it'll find the streets.
Like Trump throwing fucking throwing the things out to the poor Americans. And yeah, the guy starts hurling bricks of coke out the window, and he's like, maybe this will get the cargo light enough for me to get to my location and be like, hey, we had troubles, but there's massive amounts
there's
of coke
fucking
in the forest.
$10 million.
You'll find
million
it.
Bunches.
It didn't happen. So like he's like he's flying and he's like, fuck, I'm actually gonna die. Yeah. So he's jumped out of the plane, apparently like hit his head on like a wing or some part of the plane.
Fuck,
so
I didn't
he
know
couldn't
that bit.
Deploy
didn't
his he couldn't deploy his parachute.
Knock himself out.
And just like has fallen to his death. Then the plane's crashed.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what the fuck's going on here? And they've found some packets of coke, and then they've eventually found the pilot's body in, like, Gucci loafers in a fucking Louis Vuitton bag, and they're like...
It would have been a splat at loafers.
And, and they're like, well, there's got to be more coke out there. So they've, like, gone rummaging through this forest and found this bear just dead. And all around the bear is just, like, these bits of plastic ripped up. So the bear's
so
grabbed, like, some pure Colombian Bam Bam and had a little sniff of it. And then
it's like Bear in the Big Blue House at the start when he sniffs you. That's a shit reference.
Yeah, because we've got plenty of people that know what that is.
I thought we were all kids at one point.
And the bear just couldn't stop ingesting the cocaine, and it had 70 pounds of coke and then died pretty much instantaneously.
Yeah. So I didn't know that it like instantly died. Because the movie's like, obviously going to be that it doesn't.
Yeah, the movie is that it goes on a rampage, and probably there's going to be a hero that kills it and saves the little boy from getting eaten.
Like, it would be funny if it was like animated. Well, the bear's going to be CGI.
Yeah.
But like if
and it's
bear,
probably going to look dumb if they don't get, like,
if
millions.
If they don't have a good one like the fucking Leo.
It looks like
one.
Shit.
Yeah.
But it kind of, like, its mouth and eyes look bad, which is what you have to
they
nail.
They should have just done an animated movie. I don't know why they
It'd be hilarious if it was just, like, the bear just, like, loses his wife and kids and family and shit.
He just keeps going back to the bag.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of...
He starts hunting down cartel.
There's a lot...
Smarter than your average bear.
A lot of funnier ways to do that movie than they're going to do.
Yeah, the bear should just be a mad junkie.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Oh, look. Yogi started a small business.
Yogi started a podcast.
I got to actually, sorry, this is a, I got to, that further reminded me. This morning when I took my dog out for a walk, and I'm going to try and do a bit about this. So I was at the dog park throwing the ball, and I'm like, I tried to separate myself because so I could just play with my dog. And, you know, towards the end of the, like, as far as the end of the room, there's a lady and she's picking up her dog's shit, right?
Always hilarious.
She's like a Karen-looking lady, just like a bigger Aussie mum kind of vibe. And she picks up her dog's shit, and I'm just kind of looking in that direction, and she goes, and does like a thing. And I see that, and we laugh, and it's funny. Then does another one, throws up. How fucking funny is that? Okay. I was just blown away. And the way I'm going to try and do the bit is like, I don't know, I'm just thinking of something like, well, who's going to clean that up? oh, thank God there's a million dogs here. They'll all come over with like tasting spoons and be like, mm, yes, it's lovely. But yeah, how funny. Just like, she must have been like hungover. Like it looked like yeah. just a fucking alcohol
like
came up.
Circle of life.
So fucking
just
funny.
Just picking up the shit. The dog eats the fucking
yeah.
vomit and then shits again.
Well, I think the other funny way is if me doing like a thing of the dog getting out of bag and be like, what did you eat, Renee? Like, what the fuck is this?
Come on, Renee.
That's so fucking funny.
Really? Oh. Here in front of all these people?
You been on yeah. the snack packs again, Renee?
Dude, I was down at Stockton Oval this morning.
Before you?
Do we want to do a break?
I'll have a bolter.
Patreon?
No.
We'll come back for the.
Patreon. I got a piss.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick break. We'll be right back.
We'll do another hour.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hold that.
Yeah. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
All right,
what
cool.
was it? Stockton
Dog Park.
He'll never forget it. Love you.